When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The Orioles bring their infield all the way in. Even though they've turned a lot of double plays.
Oh, there's a drive to deep left field, and the ball game is over. An absolutely electrifying moment to send the Toronto Blue Jays into the ALDS against the Texas Rangers, and he knew it as soon as the ball left the bat.
It's the rematch that everybody's been waiting for. Rangers and Blue Jays. The 2015 ALDS was punctuated by that Jose Bautista bat flip. And then, of course, in May of this season, the benches cleared in Texas. Big brawl between the two clubs.
So looking forward to this matchup. It is game one. And I guess the first question, Eck, as we look at all that has gone on preceding the series, is the bad blood going to spill over to this best of five?
The Rangers, I think, have been gunning for a shot to get the Blue Jays again.
On a 90-degree afternoon here in Arlington, and we're ready for game one of the American League Division Series.
It's going to be a brutal end to the season for one of these teams.
It's Sports Felt Story Time. We are looking back at the 2016 AL Wild Card game. In the previous episode, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, Josh Donaldson, all your favorites, squeak out a win against the Baltimore Orioles. Thanks to Ubaldo Jimenez. Thanks to Buck Showalter. Thanks to everybody but Zach Britton. One of the more fun games to follow.
The 6 days that encompassed the Wild Card game. And the three games of the ALDS were just a joy. Just a great time.
Yeah, great stuff. They absolutely go on to absolutely crush the Texas Rangers. I can't even tell you. This is so much fun. Game one, 10-1, no problem. Cole Hamels, what am I doing with my life? Why am I here? Game two.
A little closer.
Ja Happ with a 5-3 Blue Jays win. The Rangers trying to get this one back. The bottom of the eighth, but they just can't do it. And Osuna shuts the door in this one, I believe. What were the runs scored in this one? That was a Tulowitzki home run. And then in the top of the fifth, Pilar goes deep off Darvish.
Right.
Carrera goes deep off Darvish.
Right, you Darvish, playoff fraud.
Encarnacion goes deep off Darvish. Three home runs in the inning, and we're laughing. 5-1 Blue Jays. They hold on to it. Gomez and Desmond touch Liriano and Osuna, but Bobby Osuna closes the door. And then game three, one of my favorite games,
yes,
actually.
Yes, me too.
I loved this game.
Thanksgiving Eve, I believe.
I was also in the press box for this one and had an incredible view of how poorly things end up going.
I was at Mayday Malone's, RIP, a crappy bar on Bathurst that no longer exists.
This one, I believe, who starts this game for the Blue Jays? This is a...
It's an Aaron Sanchez start, was it not?
It is an Aaron Sanchez start. Your memory for the 2015-2016 Blue Jays is startling.
As I said, I was tied to this goddamn team. I remember because we were like, oh, we're up to nothing going home with Aaron Sanchez. It's over.
And it was, but not again, that easily.
Great managing and choices by Gibby of how to structure the series.
A leadoff walk comes down to hurt them in the first inning, but then bottom of the second, it's no problem. Encarnacion home run, Russell Martin home run, 2-1 Blue Jays. They cruise along a little bit. Donaldson, a ground rule double RBI to score Carrera, who was always...
He had a great playoff series.
Always somewhere.
There was legitimate debate, I remember, after the year of, like, do they bring back Zeke?
Encarnacion singles to score Donaldson. Rougui Odor hits a home run. It's 5-2. Joe Biagini gives up a two-run double. Now it's 5-4. Now it's 5-4. But then Zeke Carrera. Pass ball. Tulitzki scores. Keone Kella. The Blue Jays tie it up. 6-6. We go to extras, one of my favorite moments in the last decade in all of baseball.
Truly an insane play when you really think about it.
Our beautiful crazy boy. Josh Donaldson has a leadoff double. They walk Encarnacion. A lot of walking guys to get to Batista in this. Batista strikes out swinging. And then Russell Martin, who was hitting after Batista for some reason. Maybe the one thing Gibby did wrong. Russell Martin's hitting way too high in the lineup. Martin hits like the 20th.
Just a chopper.
The 20th ground ball. Double play ball. Again, remember, Donaldson's on second here. Hits a ground ball to short. Elvis Andrus, sure, no problem. Goes it to second. Rougui Odor.
Wouldn't be a Texas playoff series in Toronto without fucking up something defensive.
Hard to throw to first with both hands around your throat like this. He bounces it. Mitch Moreland does not do a good job of picking it up. And Josh Donaldson, who is psychotic.
Another payoff. And Martin on the ground. Makes a play, goes to second, out there, throw to first. Oh, and what a play! But here comes a runner, Donaldson. He's safe! He's safe! The ball game is over! The Blue Jays are moving on to the ALCS!
Josh Donaldson goes second to home, dives in, beats the throw. Once again, we file in to an unbelievably joyous Blue Jays clubhouse.
It's funny you say Mitch. Like, I remember on the broadcast, like, great play by Moreland. It's like, no, it wasn't. He kicked the ball like 3 feet.
Yeah, you should have caught it first and foremost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad throw.
I mean, it's a terrible throw. Odor threw that like 6 feet in front of him.
But he's not fast enough picking it up to get Donaldson at the plate. Yeah.
In his defense, why would he think he would have
true.
To?
True. What kind of nut would be running all the way to the plate? That's Josh Donaldson. Never stopped the whole way. Yeah. I was watching him the whole way.
Oh, yeah. The aerial shot of that play is amazing. He never thinks, never considers what's going on in the rest of the field.
Sweet, beautiful Josh Donaldson.
And boy, then, this makes me sad.
And then we get to the Cleveland series, and Andrew Miller was unbelievable in this series.
Couldn't hit him. We couldn't hit any Cleveland's pitchers in this series.
This is the Drone Wars. Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer cut his finger. That's right.
As much of a public enemy as Trevor Bauer could possibly be. But the Jays, I think.
They kind of beat themselves a little bit in this series.
And they also, like, weren't as good as Cleveland.
No.
But these weren't blowout games. Cleveland wins game one, 2-0. Corey Kluber with a real shutdown game that the Blue Jays also played very well. Estrada, we love Marco, gives them 8 innings, 2 runs.
It was just a home run, wasn't it?
I believe
two-run home run, that was it?
I believe it was. Man, we need to just blindfold you and throw. Yeah, and it was Lindor, of course.
Yeah. He was unbelievable that year.
He walked Kipnis and then gave up a home run to Lindor. Very nice game was a 2-1 ball game in Cleveland at the Prague. The thing that had happened with the way that they played in 2015 and 2016, the wild card, was like, you, even though they were down 2-0, I never believed they were going to lose this series.
I did. I thought there was something that felt, it just felt like we weren't going to hit them.
They weren't the fun team anymore.
Yeah.
And they needed to stop throwing beer onto the field. That was probably Donaldson, and then Lindor matches him. And then that was it the whole way. Another tough one. They got 2-1 game. They had,
I'll remember,
real tough. Hap had a great game.
Game three. There, I want to say it was the seventh thing. They were. What was the final score of game three?
Final score of game three was 4-2.
I believe it was 3-2 at this point. It's like the seventh inning. They had men on base. I think Zeke was on second, I want to say. I remember Donaldson just hit a fucking rope. And it might have been Rajay Davis made a sliding catch. And some stat, based on the exit velocity off the bat and where the ball was falling.
Bottom eight.
Bottom eight. Had like, it was like a 98% chance to be a hit. And had that been a hit, they probably tie the game. And then at home, who knows? Who knows what happens in that series if that ball lands? That's my what if Ryan Goins catches the ball for 2016.
Pilar, you're pretty close there. You bought him eight and it was Pilar. He had stolen second. He had stolen second. But yes, it was the final out of the seventh inning. Oh, it was the bottom of the seventh. Fuck me.
There you go.
Jesus, man. This is amazing.
I remember this year really well.
Evidently. So now they're down 3-0, and that's trouble. Back home, I believe this is, they go back home and they have a little fun. This is like, they're super loose in this game. Batista leads off. That's what it was. That was like,
right.
Gibby was like, fuck it. We're going like mask on. We're going nuts. The lineup is Batista, Donaldson, Encarnacion, Tulowitzki, Martin, Saunders.
Martin's still hitting fifth. Fuck.
I know. God love him. God love him.
Edwin hits the RBI.
Sanchez starts this game and is excellent. Yes. Edwin does hit the, Jesus. Yes.
Cause he does his pump. He does his like, he pumps up the bench as he's running the first.
Right. And then
I watched that game with Blake, I think.
5-1, a commanding win. A lot of runs late. It was 2-1 going into the bottom of the seventh.
This is one of the reasons why I remember this so well. That day, game four, it was an afternoon game. I went to a bar and watched with Blake. I had my acting class, aforementioned.
408 the whole time.
And then went to the class and then met up with Blake again to go to a concert. The reason I remember this was when I got home that night, that was the first time I spoke to my fiance.
Wow.
That day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why this is, that makes sense. That's why I remember this so
much. The Blue Jays never scored another run in the playoff game.
Yep.
They lose 3-0. That's all she wrote.
And that is the day I met my fiance because I was blackout drunk on our first date because I've been watching the game.
Well, thanks a lot, Cassie. you remember the starter in that game for the Cleveland Indians? Shaking in his boots?
No.
Ryan Merritt.
That's why I don't remember.
Did you hear what Jose had said about you shaking in your boots prior to this baseball game?
I heard it, but I didn't let it affect me or get to me. I mean, that's a good lineup. I mean, guess he's got a right to say it. I mean, it's my first start, but the motions out there were kind of crazy at first, a little nervous, but as I settled down, just trusted myself, stayed within myself, tried not to let the crowd get to me too much, trust my defense, and just be myself out there.
Jose said he probably shaking in his boots, and he pitched 4 1/3 shutout innings, struck out 3, gave up 2 hits. Brian Shaw, Andrew Miller gives 2 2/3. Cody Allen with the save. Marco Estrada, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs.
Miller was just ridiculous that year.
Andrew Miller was silly. And also somehow worse than Zach Britton.
Yeah, he had a whole like 1 ERA.
Yeah, 1.45.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then, well, Edwin goes to Cleveland.
Yes.
They let Jose dangle in the wind for a really long time before signing him.
Yes. Josh Donaldson's arm explodes.
Inexplicably, Josh Donaldson's arm explodes. Sanchez is never the same.
Tulo's never the same.
Hap is never the same.
Stroman's never the same.
Stroman was good in 2019.
Yes, but on a bad team.
Pilar
is Pilar.
Continues to be terrible. Russell Martin doesn't get another hit for another 2 years. And they don't start the rebuild yet.
Right. That was a debate. Trade everyone and get your young guys.
Because they, I believe they were, they won 89 games in 2016. And it was, the belief was they only needed to win 85-ish games to make the wild card.
And I will say, I was banging that drum.
Right.
There was enough talent on that roster. I was like, there's no reason they can't win 85 games.
In hindsight, though.
In hindsight, it was really dumb.
In hindsight, if you believe you have an 85-win team, what you should do is try to build a 90-win team.
Yes, correct.
And this season, 2017, is the reason why a lot of people hated Shapiro and Atkins up until now.
I agree with that.
And rightfully so.
You know what? You're right. If you look at 2016 isn't really their team. But if you look at 2018, 2019, yeah, you can argue the merits of certain moves or where they are now. But like, they haven't really done anything that's like, what the fuck are you doing? But 2017, there was a lot of what the fuck are you doing?
Do one or the other. Was,
yeah.
And they immediately signed Kendrys Morales.
Yep.
Not fun. Not a, 2017 was
a right, because then Edwin just kind of stayed on the market forever.
And Jose, they let Jose dangle in the wind for a really long time. And then signed him to a really cheap contract and then watched him wither away.
I'll never forget the first game of the 2017 season against the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton's first game against the Yankees. And we're just waiting for him to hit the piss of baseball, which he did.
Opposite field too, yeah.
I remember sitting there. I think you were there with us.
Possibly. They won 76 games the next year.
I remember sitting in our seats for the opening game and just watching Josh Donaldson not able to throw the ball to first base. And as soon as you saw that, it was like, this season's not going to go well. I went to that season believing they were going to be a wild card team again. Saw Donaldson bounced the ball to first and went, nope.
Some troubling things when you're looking at the 2017 Blue Jays, like Darwin Barney played the most games at second. Ryan Goins played 100.
Oh, right, of course, because Devin Travis exploded again.
Devin Travis played 50 games. Tulo played 66 games. Ryan Goins made 143 appearances. Steve Pierce played 92 games. Remember that?
World Series MVP Steve Pierce.
This is Luke Maley.
Yeah.
We were down to Luke Maley.
Defensive catcher, Joy.
Miguel Montero telling the Cubs to fuck off midseason. It started to derail. And I think only now are they starting to even begin to come out of the damage they did to themselves here. This is the year the Astros cheated, by the way.
That's right.
Mike Bolsinger, who we mentioned in the first episode of the series, sued them for how bad they are in this game. I remember the day you mentioned the Yankees. I was this team was so bad I quit my job, by the way.
Oh, because you had to watch them, cover them every day. That's right.
I remember saying to someone, I was like, if I thought the Jays were going to make the playoffs, I probably wouldn't leave Sportsnet right now. I was like, there's no way I'm going to a playoff game at the end of this. I need to broaden my horizons. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
But
I get it. They were no fun.
I remember the day, and it's funny, it was the Astros. The day I knew they weren't going to make the playoffs, it was that day they got shelled in Toronto. Melissa and I drove back from, I want to say, probably Port Elgin. I mean, for the entire game was just the Astros. Every at bat was just an absolute death.
I've said before on our show that I thought the year after the Jose Reyes trade was the least fun Blue Jays season in my life.
2013, pardon me.
I think this was.
Yeah, it's up there.
This sucked.
The bad year. The game I'm thinking of was July 9th. That's the day I knew the season was over. They lost 19-1 at home against Houston.
Ugh.
I listened to the whole damn thing. I believe Kendrys Morales pitched in this game, and that turned his season around.
Career around, because he barely ever played a baseball game in his life again.
You know the story? The 2018 team goes 73-89, even worse. It gets worse before it gets better. They add Aledmys Díaz. Josh Donaldson plays even less.
Boy, were you talked yourself into Aledmys Díaz at a bar one night.
Josh Donaldson only plays 36 games for the Blue Jays in 2018.
It's traded for Julian Merriweather on Labor Day weekend.
36 games. That's fucking unbelievable. That's unbelievable. 36 games.
He was also in that, like, I don't want to fucking play for this team.
I know, but oh my Lord.
But yes, you're correct.
Yonhervis Solarte, well, I could not have liked less.
Oh, no, he was fun for April. Remember? Yeah. He had like a decent April, and then it was fucking...
He danced when they hit a home run.
Yeah.
Jaime Garcia, Sam Gavilio is in your rotation.
Chris Collins is on the team and jumped over guy.
Yeah. Ryan Brucki made 17 starts that year.
That's something.
Ken Giles becomes your closer. Joe Biagini officially implodes. And that takes us into 2019, a team we all know quite well. The show was back by then.
Yeah. Vlad, Bo, home run derbies, trades, you know the story.
So we look back at this. How do you now look back at the 2016 team specifically, having seen the fallout from it, knowing how 2017 goes, looking back at it, what do you wish? Not obviously, you know, I wish they beat the Cleveland, but like, what do you look at and say, you know, what was the big misstep?
Well, I mean, not going out and getting anything at the trade deadline.
Right.
And to your point, when you have an 85 win team, you go try build a 90. This was an 89 win team. Like, yeah, they played pretty shitty down the stretch.
Right.
But like, they weren't that far away from being as good as they were in 2015.
And if they even play 500 ball in September, then right, you're looking at an extra four wins. It's a 93-win team again.
Exactly. I think that's the big question. And obviously, to your point, like the Shapiro-Atkins era did not get off on a great foot, especially considering what had happened the year before. The thing that I think about this season, though, now that I'm thinking about it in hindsight, is I think it's funny how we as sports fans have such short-term selective memory. Because if you remember in 2016, when they didn't go and get anyone at the deadline, then in August and September, they weren't very good. It was like, ugh, what? This is a nightmare. Like, as I said, I was at that game against Boston, just like seething mad.
Mm-hmm.
Kill for that this year.
I that was my big thought revisiting this too, is how ungrateful we were in September 2016.
Yeah.
How like I don't even like these guys.
Yeah.
But looking at it like, man, why they didn't have any bench. Like they didn't get any bench guys. They had 9 very good players. Well, 7 very good players. I'm not counting Pilar. I'm not counting my favorite player. 2016 Russell Martin was not very good.
No, he was bad.
But like the
bench. I feel
like
he went like, oh, I know batting averages, whatever.
Totally.
I feel like he was like under 100 in the playoffs that year.
Carrera, like the bench was Carrera, Barney, Goins, Upton, Toley. Like that's
nothing.
It's not good enough. It's like you have to have the lesson that 2015
taught. The big addition was Deion Navarro to replace Josh Toley, and he was fucking terrible.
Yeah. And the lesson that 2015 taught us was what a difference Chris Colabello is. What a difference it is when you have
right.
a 10th guy that doesn't play every day that accidentally hits 300.
Also, what a difference is when you're on the cusp, you go get David Price and Troy Tulowitzki. I'm not saying
that too.
The 2016, that's the thing though. The 2015 team needed to go get those guys.
Cowardly.
The 2016 team didn't need to go get a Price or a Tulo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is the most frustrating. They didn't need to go get the like, Sanchez was fucking lights out. Hap was great. Estrada was great. Stroman was decent enough. Like they didn't need the ace. The offense was good. Like they needed a left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and got Melvin Upton Jr.
Boy, I got to tell you, you nailed it about Russ. He was 0-for-4 in the wild card game. And then he was 1-for-12 in the DS. And then he was 2-for-17 in the CS. So he had 3 hits in 33 at-bats. That's not good.
That's almost literally as bad as it gets.
Yeah, he was 0.83 in the DS and 1.18 in the... he's bad. Yeah, but it was that extra depth. As you said, it was the extra starting pitcher. It was the...
extra reliever, extra...
Like, it was the ability to say, you know, we trust Marcus as a big game guy, and we trust Marco as a big game guy.
You touched on it in episode 1. Got to look at that Liam Hendricks trade.
Would have been nice to have Liam Hendricks. As much as he wasn't a star then.
He was good, though. Like, he wasn't bad.
But even just to that point of, you know, it wasn't just in 2015 that they went out and got Price and they got Tulo. They also went out and got Revere because they needed Revere. They got Lowe because they needed Lowe. They got Hawkins because they needed that. Like, going and getting Scott Feldman is not enough. Going and getting Jason Grilley was not enough. There was more holes than, like... like, you should have had somebody ready for if Grilley was bad, because Grilley wasn't very good.
I think that's a good point. Yeah, the 2015 had backups for the backups.
Yes.
Which is what you have to do to win the World Series.
And, like, again, Colabello was juicing and he was lightning in a bottle. But you can find a guy that trips into 15 home runs to play on your bench.
Yeah.
That is better than Ezekiel Carrera. There was no backup bat that you said, okay, everything. Like, Melvin Upton Jr. is not good enough, frankly.
Yeah. And he was
the fifth outfielder. That's not, you can't have a, you have to have a corner infield guy that teams don't want to face. And that, I think, is the big failing. And it's easy to look at this now and go, oh man, well, should have traded Tellez. You should have traded Alford. You should have traded any of the pitchers that didn't turn out. Like, there's no pitcher from that era that we're looking at now. So we're interested to see, because the thing that I take away from this, and I think you touched on it well, and it's something that Mark Shapiro himself has said, is they talk about how what they want to do now is build this team into an 85 win team so they can build it into a 90 win team. When they were handed an 89 win team and didn't turn it into a 95 win team. That, like, you could have still drafted Biggio, Bichette, and Zoic.
They did.
Right?
They did. They, like, didn't turn 15 and 16.
Why didn't you fully empty the cupboards that Alex left you? Anyway, that is the second edition of Sports Fall Storytime. Thank you for coming along with us this month. If you have an idea for what our next Sports Fall Storytime should be about, we've done one sweet and one sour. So whatever you think, think of a great moment. Obviously, the bat flip game is an easy one. We will get to it,
but like everyone knows it.
If you have a creative, fun, sort of seminal moment, we have to do a Raptors one, so keep that in mind, folks. We were going to get to those, put them in the Discord under the Storytime channel. But in the meantime, thank you all so much for subscribing and for paying and for being in the Discord and being active and fun members. You are the best community in all of podcast fandom. We thank you so much. We thank Clay and Sean and Dylan. And most of all, we thank you for listening to Sportsfeld.
We're back soon because there's going to be drama. There can't not be drama. Whether it's cheesy drama or not, there's going to be playoff baseball. That's always crazy. We'll see you. And the best thing is, it's like Wednesday, it starts tomorrow. The shit's like pretty much going to be completely over.
I guess next time we talk to you guys, we'll either be very happy or very sad.
What are the odds of that happening? We should name a part of the show after that.
Hey, and maybe someone should sponsor it.
Yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.